Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know what I was thinking today?
What?
Your leave it in 2020 rant.
Yeah.
Is going to be off the fucking, you may start it now. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And this week, we are going to be talking about online shopping.
For everybody out there who is a shopaholic.
Yeah.
Like myself.
I'm not, well, I've gotten more into it this year, obviously, because I just had no choice.
Yeah. Not a lot you can do there.
Yeah, and but it's so impulsive though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, right, I love an online shop, but it is really just, and it's funny because I even saw one of the listener opinions came in there. It's such an impulseful purchase that it loses its shine.
Ooh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, we can deep dive into that in a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
We can definitely go under the surface a little bit with that one.
Yeah, definitely. What's the latest thing you've bought online?
Oh, she made another purchase today. But these were okay. Well, one was impulsive and one was a replacement.
Okay.
So I went and bought basically Laura Mercier powder, which I use in my kit, and then I use the travel size for myself because the powder itself is absolutely giant and you'd never really run out of it. But I feel like I had that pot of powder for quite a while. But yeah, the one in my kit ran out the same time as my personal one, which was a bit weird. So I was going to go and buy two, and then I was like, hold yourself back, because in 2 months' time, you'll probably be raving about something else. You know me, fickle yeah. AF. And then, so I just replaced that, which I think is fine. Which,
okay,
I think is
that's fine. Fine. Yeah, that's okay.
But then... And then there was a little ditty that I had my eye on. It was a new primer and I had my eye on it and I was going back and forth and back and forth. And then Cult's Beauty had 20% off and I just said, fuck it.
You just did it.
I just did it. I just clicked purchase and I wish I could tell you the amount of things that I've ordered this week, because I've ordered too many things this week. And that was just earlier. And I swear I'll get it and I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah, I can't believe how much makeup you actually have. Like, the novelty would have been gone like 5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Never. Like, never. Makeup is my passion.
It's a lot. It's just a lot. It's something I don't get. I don't understand.
It's like people with jeans. I feel like there's people out there, like sneaky jean shoppers, that never get the amount of abuse that I get just for buying a bit of makeup.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I started me online shopping last night, my Christmas shopping,
mm-hmm.
and I'm keeping it all to Irish businesses. That's my thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to say no to like a few things that are like people are trying to send me because they're not Irish businesses. So I'm just like, because I don't want to be promoting. Do you know what I mean? Like, say I was offered, say like there's this thing called it's Jigsaw or something like that, and they give you a personalized puzzle. Like a jigsaw puzzle. And I know.
Oh, I said no to that.
I said no to that as well. Well, only because I know that you can get it from the likes of free prints and stuff. So I don't want to be saying yeah and then promoting that and you can get it. Like,
I said no because I thought it's a bit naff.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, the only thing is, right, every time we show a picture of Junior to Bobby, he loses his shit. So I was like, I'd love to get a jigsaw of Junior for Bobby, like for when he's, you know, doing puzzles.
So, oh yeah, I forgot the children do puzzles. So I was like, what am I going to do with this fucking puzzle? Like, imagine me, Ray, Amy and Tom sat down on bleeding Christmas Day putting together this photo. It will be
doing a big puzzle of Pippin.
No, doing a big puzzle of my face. Me. But so come here. So tell me, this is, so you're trying to say no to things that you could buy off an Irish business. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah, no, I just like the idea of it, especially this year, because they're all kind of suffering, like.
Okay, you know. I'm totally for it, I'm totally behind it. Unfortunately, there's a few things, like an old Apple Watch, your favourite thing ever, that you couldn't buy from, well, I suppose you could buy from an independent electrical store or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So you are kind of giving the profit to them in that way. But my thing is with, I don't want to come across as if I am unsupportive of the whole everybody getting behind Irish businesses. But there is other companies that are creating more jobs than, say, you know, a makeup brand who's just importing a load of shite from China and there's three people working in the office.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Like, you do need to use your discretion.
Like, but there's loads of other ones as well that I feel like not are the same, but are like similar in the way that you could have a UK company, but creates jobs for 40 people that are struggling versus an Irish business that's three people. Do you get me?
Yeah. No, I do. I get you. Like, there is merit in looking in at it in a different way as well.
I think what I'm trying to pull back on is like Amazon purchasing stuff that is so very obviously not going to help our economy in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, like Mr. Amazon has enough money.
Yeah, like he is rolling it in. So I do totally support this whole like buy Irish and all of that kind of crack. Obviously, I mean, it's, you want to keep the money in the country, but I do feel like some of the stuff that I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, that don't add up. That don't add up.
Yeah. No, but I do. I agree with, like, when you see somebody who's very obviously importing a load of stuff from AliExpress and just making profit off it, it's like, I'm not going to support that now.
Yeah.
Because you're just being deceitful and you're just ripping people off.
Yeah.
And I, you know, whereas, like, say for instance, I'll give you a good example. I was sent wax melts and they were like, it was a family who had set up their business and it was just at the start of, like, it went out of their control the way that the everything happened with the pandemic. So they were like, oh, fuck, we're only just starting this. Do you know what I mean? So that was just unfortunate. But they were making their wax melts at home. They're a family of seven from Mayo. They sent me stuff. It's fucking unbelievable. It's amazing stuff. And like, I'm promoting that for them because they've sent me stuff. Not that like we have this thing, like they send me stuff in the hopes that I will show up, but it's fucking incredible stuff. So I would like to support them. Do you know?
Yeah, I get you. I totally get. What's the name of the company?
Eternal Flame Ireland. I actually, because I shared some of the stuff that they sent and they ended up selling out. And I was thrilled. I was chuffed for them. Oh, cool. Absolutely chuffed. Now, I don't think it was because of me. I think it was just like purely they sold themselves. But it's very hard like to promote something like that that's smelly because you can't let people smell it over Instagram. No.
Yeah. Who was it? There was some, was it Fionnuala when she was doing like her Love Island thing, and I remember she was like, there's nothing I hate more than people being like, I wish you could smell this, guys, I wish you could smell this.
Yeah, it is, it's kind of like, you know, obviously you have to kind of, but I was talking about like the quality, and because I've had wax melts and stuff and they just fill the room with fog, whereas these are much better quality and stuff like that. So
it's all a bit foggy in the marshes of Jen's room.
It's a bit hard to brand. No, there are a few companies that I'd like that I've come across that I'll just be doing me shopping with for Christmas. Like the jumpers with the doggy logo.
No, I don't know them.
What? You replied to my story.
Which one?
The one with my dog's Jen, the faith of...
Jen, I watch a lot of Instagram. Here's me firing off replies. Hold on. No, there's one with your dogs on it. The jumper.
Yeah.
Can I get one for Pippin?
Yeah.
Oh my God, send me the link immediately.
That's what I was saying. Like, you could even buy one for Ray.
Jen, my brain, she's mush, you know?
Okay. Well, I feel a bit betrayed.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll pay more close attention. And I do genuinely, I do howl at your stories. I howled at the one earlier with the, what's it? Not a caterpillar. What is it?
Oh, the centipede.
Yeah, I loved that. Because that was an Office reference as well. And I don't think everyone will get that.
Oh, what reference? Did I inadvertently do an Office reference?
Yeah, because you know the way Dwight chases Jim around with the cat in the cradle and the silver spoon.
God, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know that at all.
Okay, that's me. Okay, yeah. Embarrassed.
No, this was...
feeling embarrassed.
This is just fucking random thoughts now. I'd seen a caterpillar in the summer. And it was only after I left Caterpillar out, I was like, oh, I could make a deadly song about that and put it on TikTok. And then I never saw another caterpillar in my kitchen. And then I saw a centipede last night and I was like, this is it. This is my moment. I'm doing it. So I changed it to a centipede.
There you go. Well, so you had the lines already. You had this written. Jen's an incredible script writer. Hire her. Support Irish women.
It was awful. It was so bad. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Will you do a rendition for our podcast, people?
Centipede on a... Oh, wait. I can't even get the fucking rhythm.
Oh, I'm clicking.
Look at me, TikTok.
Oh, I'm here in the background ready to click.
I think you need the visual to go along with it. Back to the topic at hand here, Carla.
Sorry.
Let's do it, okay? So I started me online shopping, so I bought a few of those jumpers. It's called Wonky Donkey Ireland is the website. So because you can get them personalised, so Adam never listens to this podcast, but I got Stig, our Forest Rottweiler, who is now on Rainbow Bridge, a big logo of him on a hoodie. So I'm going to give that to Adam for Christmas.
How much?
45, I think.
Very decent.
All personalised. And then she did up, because I asked her to do a design, she puts it live on the website. That's how you order it then. And she put it up on a t-shirt as well. So I got the t-shirt and the hoodie. So whatever he may be inclined to wear.
So you got both?
I spent a good bit with them now, because my nephew saw my hoodie and he's obsessed with my dog. So I got him a hoodie as well and all this sort of stuff. No, but their stuff is really cool. Like, and it's really decent quality as well.
That Patreon money coming in handy, huh?
I'm telling you, absolutely splashing the cash.
Going wild, if you will.
Yeah, so that was my first Christmas purchase.
Purchase.
Last night. I did it online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it.
I have been looking at stuff like, you know, when you're just browsing, say that, like that stuff that you put up on Instagram the other day with the you know, the beauty brands.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's like Cloud 10, what's it called?
Beautyfeatures.ie.
Beautyfeatures. And like, it just carries a load of brands. So it's really handy to get your hands on stuff, because it is like with Moroccan oil and Kerastase and stuff like that, it can be hard to get. So when you have a website like that, it's really handy. But that's where I killed her. That's where I'm like, oh my God, there's so much on this and I just want it all.
Yeah, that's when you can kind of go buck wild, isn't it? You're a bit like, ooh, overwhelmed, but then in another way.
I just love toiletries.
I could buy beauty all day, every day. Like, I just don't give a shit. It's like I'm made of money.
You would swear
I had a lot of money. Yeah. Although what I have done now, and I think I'm being more clever with it, if you know what I mean. So say that collaboration I did with beautyfeatures.ie, that was a page, that was an advert. So any money that I make off that, I put back into spend, like not I put back into my Instagram, obviously, but I put back into stuff that I review.
Yeah, very good.
You know, so I try and kind of keep it separate in that way so that I don't feel so fucking guilty.
yeah.
Because, you know, there is other things I need to buy.
Whatever makes you feel
better about it. By myself. Whatever you need to tell yourself, Carla. You just keep telling yourself that. But what I will say again about the whole Irish business thing, like say with Beauty Features, that is like that would be going up against something massive like Look Fantastic. So I can see why that would be so important. And the one of the best things about it is I literally text them being like, when is that shine spray back in stock? They're like, 1 minute, we'll check. It's back in next week, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So you do have that kind of more, like, you'd be asking Look Fantastic. They'd be like, thanks. An operator will get back to you as soon as possible.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, you know the way. So that's, I feel like that's what I was saying about the whole Irish business situation. A lot of the times there can be Irish businesses as far as like their setup or their wholesalers, distributors, all that other kind of crack. It's not just your very obvious, you know, Mama's Kitchen.
It's not your little business that you're doing from your back garden. Like, No, that's true. That's very true. And it is nice to be able to, because like I was getting a few bits off Millies.ie, two bottles of Redken.
Yeah, Redken's Whopper, isn't it?
It's, well, I've only started using it. I had been using Moroccan oil, but it was just drying the, it's the water in this area, I think.
Yeah.
But I just said I'd give it a go. So, we have a few opinions here. You put up a, what did you put up on Instagram?
So I asked you guys what were your kind of online, not even shop. So we kind of split it into two groups. I put this up on my own page and I got a whopper response, like a massive response.
Okay.
Because I just asked like what was everyone's like regretful lockdown round one vibe, because I feel like the first time we went into lockdown everyone was just buying the most random shit.
Yeah.
So I asked a version of that question, but it didn't have to be so lockdown specific, on our own Instagram page, just to kind of hear from you guys and hear what you were buying and what you wish, or like any of your disasters essentially. So Jen, if you want to go through that page and I'll go through this one.
Yeah, well, I have the sticker responses here. I online shop so much, it feels weird to go into a clothes shop. That was the first one.
I feel that.
Another one here says, anything off AliExpress has been great, to be honest. And I get that. Lots of stuff is mass-produced in China. Some of it's even shipped from the UK. Like,
yeah.
It is grand. And then it kind of breaks your heart when you do see an Irish retailer very clearly stock buying from the likes of AliExpress and rebranding it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very 2016 thing, wasn't it?
It's still happening, though. And then there's so many things, like, nothing is fucking, it doesn't feel like anything is patented anymore. So I think you can also get, like, branded as, but, like, selling white label shit. Do you know? Like, there are accusations thrown around about, like, certain, say, like, I don't know, certain hair products or whatever. It's just like, oh yeah, she got them off AliExpress. Like, that's not the case all the fucking time. Like, these things could be produced anywhere. They're just not painted, so they do look similar as well. Do you know?
Yeah. I think there's a misconception, though, about, we've talked about this before, about white label stuff, but I feel like there is a bit of a misconception, because personally, if AliExpress are going to charge me £4 and I'm waiting 6 to 8 weeks for something versus an online retailer that's going to charge me £10 but I can get it tomorrow, don't really see the issue.
Yeah, same.
But then when you come down to, it's the massive markups that people kind of get freaked about, and the fact that like there is people like there's most Irish beauty brands came from somebody just popping on a plane over to China, sourcing a few bits, and it's the same idea.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not really that big, not that it's not that big a deal, but it's, a lot of cosmetics are made in China. You can dress it up, dress it down, do whatever the fuck you want, but like, that's the case. That's the end of that chapter, you know?
It's like, it's such a big production country, like, that's the thing. And then as well, a lot of misconception can come from the fact that the packaging is made in China as well.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so like, I saw a good few accusations yesterday on one of those gossip pages about Luna by Lisa. And it was like, oh, well, she gets all of our shit from China. And it was like, it was such a throwaway, damaging comment. And I was like, no, it's not. She literally shows the factory where all of this shit is packaged. It's just the packaging that comes from China.
Yeah.
But be careful.
Yeah. Because as far as, as far as Luna by Lisa goes, though, her hair oil apparently is one of like hairdressers all over Cork are like obsessed with it, like her hair oil in particular. People go absolutely wild for it because it's supposed to be some of like the best produced, like really kind of like quality for your money stuff. Now again, I've never tried it, I couldn't tell you, but this is just from every, like from everyone that I've heard. One of my best friends lives in Cork and she was like, and she'd be quite savvy now, she wouldn't be one of these people who buys into the bloggers, and she was like, oh girl, that's supposed to be Whopper.
Yeah,
you know. And she's used it too.
Yeah, I've seen the Christmas sets and stuff like that coming out. I just think you really need to, if you're like, you can't just put a label on someone or someone's product, like, off the bat, just look into it before you start saying shit.
I know, but again, like, I'm not going to berate you, Jen, but I will say, those sites never are factful.
No, I mean, come here, that's who I'm aiming this at, though. Just be fucking careful with what you're saying, because, like...
Oh, they don't give a fuck. They're never careful about fucking anything that they say. Damaging or not damaging, they couldn't give a flying shite, like...
That's true. Very true. Another one here. If you're over a size 10 or have hips and an arse, don't bother. Or if you just value self-esteem, don't bother.
About online shopping?
Online shopping in general.
So this is something I saw actually come up on my TikTok. And this is, I was on It Gals on Monday and we were chatting about this as well, because it was like coming into our 30s and like misconceptions about yourself. And what Jenny was saying from It Gals is that, and I knew this, but you know when you forget things?
Yeah.
So they're all like clamped in to those outfits. So they'd have those pegs at the back to make it like fit tightly to their body and all that other kind of crack. But there was a plus size model on TikTok that I was watching the other day. And she was like, I've modeled for like all of the, she was like a commercial, like generic kind of model.
Yeah.
So she was like, I've done it for J. Crew. I've done it for, you know, all the people in America, like all your kind of, you know, your River Islands of America, basically.
Yeah.
And she was saying that there is hours of fittings going into them getting into those things, especially for like their video content and all that kind of crack. She's like we'd be there 20 hour days getting sewn in and getting fitted into all of this stuff. So never feel shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. I wouldn't think that they go that. I didn't think that they care. Now, I know with like Boohoo and ASOS and stuff, they don't give a shite because they hire Jen, the model, for the day. They are literally lashing her in, tying her in with the clamps. Next photo, next photo, next photo. Like they're doing a serious amount of outfits per day. But I thought that was really interesting, especially on like the video end of things. If they're doing like a video book or a lookbook, like video wise or any of that kind of crack. Not mad interesting.
That is mad interesting. You never really think of that. Like, you just take it for granted.
No.
It just goes on.
Yeah, because I mean, and this is what I was saying. I was like, I don't know why it's not gone into my thick skull yet. But if it doesn't look good on the model, it's not going to look good on me.
Yeah.
It's something I struggle with.
Well, somebody here said, one, PLT and Boohoo plus sizing is a disaster. I'm sticking to H&M and New Look. And two, this was part two of her sticker, can return to H&M and New Look shops if you order online and something's not right. So you can actually go into the shop and do your returns, which is quite handy in fairness.
Yeah, that is quite handy. That is... Fast fashion is a disaster though, isn't it? Like sizing wise, it is a fucking disaster.
Oh, it is, yeah. Now, I've found the whole returns process a pain in the arse, but grand.
I don't think I've ever seen a clothing haul from you.
No, it was my maternity clothes because I couldn't find a fucking thing in any of the shops like H&M. And I even went on Instagram, and when I was pregnant, I don't know what was up with my hormones. I just couldn't fucking bear anybody giving me advice. Or like, I don't know what it was. I was just like, stop fucking telling me what to do. Stop. I just had no patience for it whatsoever. And I now that I'm not pregnant, I can realize that about myself. I was like, oh my God, I was a fucking arsehole. But I actually went on Instagram just to show you how desperate I was. I was like, where can I get maternity clothes? Because I just can't fucking get them. And I ended up going on Boohoo. And I ended up ordering shit that was like, because you could get a maternity version of the normal clothes, and I accidentally ordered normal clothes rather than maternity ones, so like I had to return a few bits, but like it was grand.
It was fine.
But that's the only time I've really ever shopped on fast fashion sites. Like, I just don't do it.
Yeah, I get you. You're very good with your clothes though. You're very like waste not want not kind of vibes. I'm not.
Well, you say I'm very good at my clothes. I wear the same fucking thing all the time. Like,
yeah, but that is, I wish I was more like you. I wish I had the confidence to do that.
It's not a confidence thing. It's a laziness thing. And it's like not having a fucking iota of style. Like,
yeah, I think it's confidence too.
Do you think so?
Yeah, like that's one of the things. Like, I pure freak out. I'm like, oh, Scarlett, I can't wear that to work again. Like, everyone's seen that 1,000 times.
Ah, no, I couldn't be up with that crack now. Maybe it's because I've always had to wear a uniform.
Yeah.
That's just ingrained in me. I just don't give a shit. Like,
yeah, that would be great.
See, that's you. Like, you went to the institute, you didn't have a uniform.
Yeah.
Then you were in types of jobs where you had to wear your own clothes. I've always had a uniform.
Yeah.
School, uniform.
Yeah.
Work, Chinese restaurant, uniform. In the chemist, uniform. Like, the whole fucking time I've been in a uniform.
Chinese restaurant uniform, really?
Yeah, yeah. Just like a Fruit of the Loom t-shirt and an apron.
Oh, did you have to wear an apron?
Yeah, had a little the logo of the Chinese on the corner of it. Yeah.
Fuck off.
Just like a waist apron.
Yeah, but still.
Like a barman's apron type of thing.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, sorry.
No, I just find that mad. No, because like you were a reception, were you? Not reception, what do you call it? You were at the tills.
No, it was takeaway. No, it was takeaway. But this, like, so this restaurant, it opened up in fucking like 2005. And with the poor, like, it was a restaurant on one side and the other side was supposed to be a takeaway. Like, I had two separate doors, but the takeaway was always too small. So the takeaway is run from the reception of the restaurant.
Oh.
So to make it look a bit more posh, we were all in uniforms.
That is very posh.
And then we would have dipping in and out of doing a bit of waitressing if it got busy. Like,
oh, you know.
Oh yeah.
I would have loved to waitress, I feel.
I was on it.
In America.
Somewhere fun. I feel like, and I'm not doing a stereotype thing here, but my boss in particular in that restaurant was just, you know, when you get like, when you see the child, like when you see somebody on TikTok and they're Asian and they're talking about their parents,
yeah,
and how strict they are, like, yeah, Asian parents, that's what it was like having an Asian boss. It was fucking intense. So I don't like being a waitress in that scenario was just not fun. Like, they're so strict.
Very interesting.
Yeah, now, I mean, not very interesting. Like, the one, it was later taken on by a different family, and they don't seem as strict. Now, I'm not working there, obviously, so it's grand, but like, they don't seem as strict now as what the original owners were. So I don't know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Their kids went to Mount Sackville as well, interestingly enough.
Interesting. Send me the name, I might know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they loved me there. They loved me in Mount Sackville.
You're asked to stay.
But I said, no, I have to go.
I have to go.
I have to go. I'm so sorry. King of the castle.
Somebody here says, Playboy tracksuit circa lockdown 1, your turkey chicken, give it over. Playboy tracksuit?
Yeah, Misguided did arrange. I have one of the hoodies. I quite enjoy it.
Oh, stop. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember everybody was going wild lockdown round 1?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a big white one. Just a tip. Never buy fast fashion white. White is not their strong colour. Buy black, buy darks, but don't buy white. So I got one of the big slouchy hoodies, and I have to say, very comfy.
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay. So yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah, I don't think, I get what she's saying, she's 30, but you're comfy.
Well, I think she's slagging everybody else. She said, you're torty chicken, give it over.
Yeah, true. True, true, true.
She's slagging you, Carla.
She's slagging me and my Playboy hoodie.
It's my new addiction, but most of what I buy goes back, as by the time it arrives, the buzz has, oh, where's the second
worn part? Off.
I would imagine, yeah, worn off. I don't like, I, because I'm doing my online, my Christmas shopping online, I've ordered so much now at this stage, like just little bits and bobs, like tiny little bits and bobs, that I'm just like, I don't even know what's fucking going to show up the door. Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you not love that though?
I've so much on the way. Yeah, no, I do, but like none of it's for me, so.
See, that's one of the things that I love, okay? I love it. It's an addiction. I love the DHL guy, Gary. He's my very good friend, just from delivering packages over the years. I just love seeing him pull up. I'm like, what's it going to be?
Yeah. You haven't got a clue because there's so much on the way. Like.
So much out in the way. Like, I have something currently in customs. I have no idea what the fuck it is. And you know the way if they try and deliver it to you and you're not there because it's customs and they're trying to get money off you, they won't deliver it, obviously. But also, they like, I don't know where the fuck they've brought it. So I've no idea what to do now. That's in customs and I don't know what it is. So I don't even know where to start to try and retrieve it.
It must be something from America, is it?
But, like, I didn't order anything from fucking America. So that's why I'm just like, what is this? What is this?
I don't know. That's the first... What was the first thing that I...
Stung on customs for?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know it was a thing, Carla. I hadn't got a clue that it was even a thing.
Oh, sickening.
So... Oh, God, Scarlett, for me. I think I've mentioned this before anyway. So, you know, pyramid schemes?
Yeah.
I'm aware. Working a few.
Yeah.
I was doing like this, I was selling this weight loss wrap. It lasted all of like 2 months. But we were buying merch from the company because we had gotten a stand at the beauty show.
Oh, okay.
So we needed the t-shirts and, you know, all the kind of merch to go up, like the posters and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, spring up things. And we ordered a good bit of it, but like there was a group of us, so we all kind of put in the same order.
Oh, God.
And like transferred the money to like one designated person, but it showed up. And then like it wasn't till it showed up that was grand. And then, or was it at the time, the yellow slip showed up at the same time or showed up a couple of weeks later and there was this big fucking bill for a load of tax.
So this is gas because this happened to me as well. I thought I was, you know, living sweet, living my life. And then FedEx sent me a thing being like, you owe customers on this product that you've had a month.
Yeah, that's what it must have been then. Because it was a while later because we were shocked. We were like, what is actually fucking happening? Now, I don't even think, oh shit, was it a big bill actually? It might have been 130 or something.
Like, that's a lot of money.
It ridiculous amount of money. And I remember my nephew actually... he bought a pair of Yeezys, like genuine Yeezys, and that came with the yellow slip. And my mum answered the door, and she was like, what's this? And he was like, you have to give me money. And he was like, fucking, I'd be lying if I said how much it was, but she had to give money, or my nephew was there at the time, and he had to give money to the delivery driver, which just seems dodgy.
Yeah, see, that's what it was. This one, the one that I'm waiting on, I'm pretty sure it was one of those kind of things because it was like, you have to pay whatever and you have to pay it in cash.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I just find the whole thing bizarre. I fucking hate getting stung with customs. I think it's one of the most dirtiest things ever.
Isn't it? Well, obviously, you're after getting like... I'd imagine it happens if you buy iPhones from America and get them delivered or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I just find it such shaky business. Do you know what I mean? Just leave me alone.
Like, where does the money go? It's so weird. It's obviously tax that you're getting away with in the first place by buying it, wherever you're buying it.
But like, this is what I don't understand. Like, this is what I don't understand. So say, for instance, I bought this makeup palette from Natasha Denona and it was like $65. Okay. So say if you added on American tax, depending on, it's really weird, it depends on what state and all that other kind of stuff, but say you just added on like sales tax, you say you even added on like a bit of VAT, right? Say you added it on at 23% and it was like 65 quid, so you're looking at probably like 14 euro maybe, 14, 15 quid. But it'll come with a bleeding tax bill of like 28 euro.
Yeah, it's mental.
What the fuck is that? Do they just like pick it out of their hole?
I don't know. It's very strange.
It's bizarre.
The whole port, like the sales tax thing in America freaks me out anyway. It's like going shopping in Musgraves.
Yeah.
It's not the fucking price that's on the shelf. It's only when you get to the till you realise the actual price because they add the tax on them. Like,
yeah, big Sally Beauty kind of vibes.
Yeah, fuck's sake. Terry sales.
You're
absolute bargain. €18, please, hon. Thanks very much.
And you're like, sorry, what?
Yeah, and that's what it's like everywhere in America. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And somebody here bought two loungewear sets off Boohoo, two separate cohorts, and one had a rip right up the seam of the arse. Thankfully, when I put them on, I drove straight to my mum's and she spotted it straight away, or that could have went very bad. Second cohort set, there was a rip right up the whole inside of the leg. Bought off Boohoo. Absolute nightmare. Thankfully, they changed them for me. So, there you go.
Not the sound of them.
I feel like the customer service, it's like, we'll give you a shit product and we'll deal with it later. That seems to be the mantra.
Yeah, we'll see if you get annoyed.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Look at this. Not online, but yous completely influenced me to buy an electric toothbrush and it was the best buy. Well, we wouldn't steer you wrong.
Absolute bargain.
Half price in November.
Duns and Boots. Actually, I was looking at Boots and Oral-B, lads. Better than half price Black Friday sale on at the moment in Boots. Like 300 and like electric toothbrushes, Oral-B ones that were like £300 that are down to like £130 and stuff.
Absolute bargain.
Absolute bargain. Like I was only having a browse earlier. I was like, wow.
Wow. Another one here. Regardless of how much I want the product, if Fastway is the only delivery option, I'm gone.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't like Fastway for some reason.
I don't find them that bad, although I will say if you've had one or two, like Hermes, you know Hermes from the UK?
No.
Oh my God, they are, Jen, so Hermes is like, it's the most weird, it's like a bleeding pyramid scheme in itself. It's like anyone can be an Hermes driver.
Oh, Hermes, H-E-R-M-E-S.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Hermes.
But like, you can do, like, only yesterday, the old Mirror, like, put up a video of them launching parcels into a van, like, lamping them definitely as hard as he could.
Yeah.
But it's real, it's so weird. I remember when I was living in the UK, that's when I was introduced to the good old Hermes. And I didn't really understand. And then Tom was, like, explaining it to me. So it's like, I could be a Hermes, you're making me say Hermes now, driver.
Sure, like, if you are ever stuck.
It's just, I know. But it's just so weird. And there's always issues with them.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not really
if
shocking.
If you could be an Hermes driver, I'm not surprised.
Hermes. Oh, well, that's rude. I'd keep all the shit for myself. I'd be like, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone. I don't really notice a difference in the delivery drivers. Like, a DPD for me are all sound.
DPD are all sound. Again, I can't say enough about DHL and Gary. Gary is my bloke. Love him. And he bops the tunes. And you always hear him because it's like, as he comes down the road. I'm like, yeah, you on Gary.
Yeah, ours is Tony. And then up in the job, it's Justin. But they're all just real Dublin blokes.
Yeah, I love that. They're real grassroots, aren't they?
Yeah, like, they're brilliant. Now, DPD would be a preference of mine. And, like, you always get text off them as well in the morning. Yeah, Tony would be with you between 2:30.
Like, yeah, I can't shout.
You know? I can't say I notice the difference, like, with Fastway or whatever. I can't really say.
No, I can't. I can't, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah. So, this, we have a DM here. Thought I was buying a remote control ceiling fan from Wish. All that arrived was the remote, no fan. Huge disappointment and also a bit scarlet. I mean, you can see why it is, but they're so deceiving, those ads. Like,
well, I'm part of the dumb bitch brigade because sure didn't I do that like 2 weeks ago?
But
I ordered this new light and it's absolutely whopper.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't I order it with no batteries? And the batteries are like, it's not like I can just go and get a few AAAs. No, the battery is like a proper, like it's like a 30 euro battery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to go and then, so I was waiting ages for my light because it's a Japanese brand. And I was doing it through their European site, and their European site honestly looked like it was coded by my granddad. So, you know, them sites, and you're like, what is going on here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who did this? Yes, literally, it's like, shall we do, who did HTML as a module year one?
Yeah.
And that's what you end up getting. That is literally what you end up getting. And I ended up doing that anyway. So I had to then wait. I had to wait another bleeding week to get my light or to get my battery. And then when I got it, I have to say the payoff was incredible. But I will say that is that's a real me vibe now.
Well, yeah. No, it's a bit of a pain in the hole that, like, it was obviously pictures as a ceiling fan. I feel like she was a bit more deceived than you. Like, forgetting about it is fair enough. Do you know what I mean?
She's not as dumb as you. She's close.
I wouldn't say the two were the same. Yeah. I just wouldn't. Actually, though, there have been people, like, I was seeing, and I was actually trying to gather up a few of them to make a video out of it, but it's the reviews on Wish. So, like, do you know when you're scrolling through Facebook or whatever, and the most fucking ridiculous looking thing comes up on a Wish ad, and you click in it?
Yes.
I always click in it to see the reviews.
Oh.
Like, it's fucking makes for such entertainment scrolling, like. And so, like, say a picture of Bin Laden came up, or Saddam Hussein, but it turns out it's a poster.
Oh, and I get you.
So now, most of the time, it's reviews of the shop, not the product. So, like, this, there was one that said, under this thing of Saddam Hussein, it was like, I ordered a kayak, I got a poster of a kayak.
Please do that video, Jen.
Very disappointed that they only got a poster of a kayak. Like, after clicking in to a fucking thing at Saddam Hussein for $22, like, oh, stop. Brilliant stuff.
My Wish ads are always a bit sinister.
There's such weird things for the crotch area on Wish that come up on mine.
Well, they're very genital focused, aren't they?
Aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very strange. Like, there's one and it's like, do not buy this. Well, like, obviously I'm going to fucking buy it. I should start a brand called Do Not Buy This.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone will buy it because that's the kind of person that I am. I mean, you don't fucking tell me what to do. I'll buy it. Actually, do you know what? I've bought it. Now what?
It's mine. It's gone to a bit. That's what I noticed actually last night when I was making my online purchase, and it's gone very fucking easy to make an online purchase.
Yeah, it's two clicks and you're done, isn't it?
Like, you literally put in your email address and it sends your phone a code.
Yeah.
You put in the code and that's it. You're done. You're paid for.
Yeah.
Especially on Apple products where it's all like pre-installed. It's very strange.
Yeah, well, Apple Pay is great for that.
Well, that's what it is, but it's a bit too fucking easy and it's kind of unsettling.
Yeah, but mine is, I've the face ID thing and it just scans me.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm just staring at my phone.
This is on the laptop, yeah.
Oh, very good.
And it's still, no, you just put in your email address and this six-digit code thing comes up, but it sends you a message, and that's all you have to do is insert the code and that's it, you're paid for. It's very easy.
Interesting.
I have one here on online shopping. I'm often guilty of a drunken online shop. I think the worst was waking up with my head in a toilet after drinking until 5 a.m. on a mad girl's night out. I was awoken with a ping from my phone with an email to confirm my 300 euro flights to Birmingham that I had no recollection of buying. In a panic, I rang my friend who also received the same email. The dates clashed with work as I did not think this true as we drunkenly planned a girl's trip in the Lewis of Coppers. Wow. Aww. I then had to make up a wedding I was now attending to my boss so that I could have the weekend off. We showed up to the airport worried at who else might show up in case we made friends in the loo, as you do. I also had a good week of lying about how fabulous the day was and showing off the bride, which I found on Google search. I haven't been to Copper since. Sorry for the small novel. I love the podcast. Thank you for keeping me sane during lockdown. Ah, that's lovely. I did have a great weekend, to be fair. Just not sure why we chose Birmingham.
It's not the most glam, amazing. Is it?
No, it's not, but I can just imagine the scenes in the Toilets of Coppers, like them booking Birmingham for the crack and then going.
You love to see, yeah, I love the commitment. I love the commitment of downloading the bride from Google. That's...
Fucking absolute legend. Let's put her on the wall of fame.
A good egg. A very good egg. I've one here. Recent purchases that have changed my life but are total old woman territory include a wedge pillow for my legs when I sleep on my side at night, electric rechargeable lighters for my candles, and a head warmer thing for when I go on walks in the evening with the intent of running, but I never do. Online shopping has genuinely saved me during both of the lockdowns, and sure, haven't a bean of Christmas shopping done, so it'll do for that as well. AliExpress is also my favourite, and my mum would say, oh, China arrived, as in you've a parcel from China/AliExpress. And every order is a surprise.
I do like the aspect of the surprise arrivals.
It's just better, isn't it? It's better.
It's nice. One thing I'll say about the wedge.
Okay.
I've seen ads for this, JML, of course.
Me fave.
I can't understand why this is a thing.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What?
Like, why there's a wedge for in between your legs to keep you all aligned at night? Like, you need to think about the evolution, lads. We stemmed from cavemen. There was never supposed to be beds. It was supposed to be bedrock. Why all of a sudden do we need a wedge to keep our bodies aligned?
What do you mean by bedrock?
Like, think about a caveman going to sleep in a fucking cave on a bit. Like, we're already privileged enough with the beds that we have. We don't now need a wedge to keep our, like, legs aligned while we sleep. Like, it's not that damaging to just go to sleep without a wedge.
No, but it's...
popular opinion?
I thought it was more of a comfort thing. Like, it's comforting to have something between your legs.
No? They market it to align your body.
Like, anything to give you a better sleep, to be honest.
They market it to keep your hips aligned and straight, and like to not, so that your leg isn't kind of dipping down. I think it's fucking pointless.
Okay, that's how you feel. Okay,
that's how I feel.
Okay.
The head warmer while you're running, would you not be sweating? I'm being judgy now. Sorry, I'll move on.
Don't worry.
Yeah, no, I do agree though with the surprise arrivals. I do like the idea.
I do like the parcels. They are my fave.
Mm-hmm. I have one here. Hey girls, I've had some unfortunate dealings with Wish. I once bought a smartwatch from them, and when it arrived about 3 months later, it was just the band. Should have known from the price. I also bought a breathalyzer from them when I was drunk because I wanted to know how drunk I was. Oh, for sake, that's brilliant. Turns out I just bought the mount attachments. I don't trust Wish. My boyfriend bought a Puma tracksuit off Wish as well, and it had Punu as the logo across the hoodie. Not going to lie, I've gotten some good things off it, but I've also had too many failures. Love the podcast. It really keeps me entertained when I'm driving home from work at 12 a.m. Oh, you poor thing. Only started listening to you a few months ago, so I'm catching up on all the episodes from last year, and I can't get enough. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks. Lovely. A lot of them lately.
A lot of them lately, and really appreciate it. Thank you so much. But like a few of them.
And we love you for that.
We love you for that. We do see the old disasters from Wish. You know, people buying rugs and then they come and it's like a rug for Barbies.
Yeah, but like I feel, again, the Apple Watch thing, you know, it's just, you're not going to, it's just not, you're not going to get like a fake Apple Watch for a fiver even. Do you know?
No, not a fake Apple Watch. No, no, no.
But even their version, you know?
Yeah. No, I have my little, what I told you about last week, my little fake Fitbit.
Yeah, I know. You love it. You love it. I've one here. Highly recommend for everyone saving to only shop online for what you need. Make a list of what you're lacking. Read back on the list. If you still need it in a few weeks/months, then go for it. I stopped shopping on Boohoo and that a few years ago. I still have shite in my wardrobe that looks nice, but I never wear from online shopping sprees.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Like stuff, I think we talked about this before where I was like, I want a black blazer. And then I was like trying to piece it together, you know? Yeah. So I'm trying to be better at that. But then I'll still go on and I'll be like, ooh, that's a cute hoodie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it is. It's good to have a shopping list when it comes to clothes. Like there was, what was it? I think I followed her. I must, if I can find her, our link on TikTok, I will share it on our Instagram. But she had, what was her qualification? I don't know. She was giving out fucking deadly tips though. On like what not to buy when you're shopping for clothes. So she was like, if you're looking at something but you cannot match it with something or piece it together with something else from the wardrobe that you currently have, do not fucking buy it. Like
very clever.
If you go to a rack and you see something that's down from €6 to €15, ask yourself, would you buy it if it was still €60? Like that kind of thing.
Very clever.
You know, she gave some pretty sound advice. I'm pretty sure I followed her. If I can find her, I'll share a link. But it was good sound advice. And then as well, like, say somebody who wouldn't be like somebody like myself who wouldn't have a fucking clue where to start when it comes to style. You're supposed to have 8 things on your person at each time.
Yeah, I saw that. That's like the model fashion diet, if you will, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you do, if you've more than 8 and it's like 2 points for a pattern, it's like a point system.
Yeah.
And it's like a pattern is 2 points. So never wear more than 8 points. So if it's a plain or neutral color, it's 1 point, 1 point, whatever. So it's like your shoes are a point, your jeans are a point. But then if you have a pattern top, that's 2 points. A necklace is a point. Your earrings are a point. So that's where it all adds up. Because you think 8 points, that's a lot of points. But actually when you add in like your jewelry, your bag,
yeah,
and your coat as well, you have to be careful. Exactly. To be careful.
Be very careful. See, it can see how easily it can go wrong
and the points just fly, you know,
they fly up. I have one here. I gained quite a bit of weight over lockdown and I was due to get married in September and my wedding dress no longer fit in August. I purchased a new wedding dress on ASOS and was actually gorgeous. Completely shocked one of my bridesmaids. She said she actually liked it more than my original dress. In brackets, thankfully I'd purchased that in a sample sale, so I hadn't spent a bomb. Unfortunately, I live in Kildare and the wedding was meant to take place when we were placed into lockdown, so it's now taking place in March. But even if I do lose the weight, I'll probably end up wearing the ASOS dress. Total wow, I was not expecting that moment from online shopping. That's deadly, isn't it?
That's great, because I will say, the more and more, like, I do totally get, like, your wedding dress is your wedding dress and it's really, really special and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. But, like, there's some bomb shit on ASOS.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, I don't think I've, I'd say it's been about 3 years since I've been on ASOS.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just, well, I'm not with any of them. I'm not really that into them, like.
Interesting.
I have one here. Hey girls, this one's not about me, but my mum. She bought a gorgeous bikini off Wish for only €3. It took forever to arrive, and when it eventually did, it was for a Bratz doll. Oh God. A bit disappointing, but we had a great laugh about it. Also bought my Deb's dress off AliExpress before everyone knew what AliExpress was and how dodgy it is. It took 6 months, but I finally got it a week or so before my Deb's, and it was surprisingly exactly what I ordered in perfect condition. Delighted for that. For you.
Well, look at that. Delira.
AliExpress.
Absolutely over the moon for you.
Stress. Her mum, AliExpress, I'd say, best. Is quite disappointed with the brat style. Yeah, exactly. And let me loving just it. See here now. We have, oh God, this one is coming with a picture. So that's going to be hard to might share it on the Insta on Sunday when this goes up. Bought a pair of sandals from a big online store. I won't name it, but when they arrived, the box was battered and I got a horrible smell when I opened the plastic packaging it was in. The shoes were covered in mold and the box had dampness stains on it where they were obviously getting wet in the warehouse. They were disgusting. I had to wash my hands about 5 times and bleach the kitchen floor because mold particles had fallen all over it. It was disgusting. I complained and they sent me another pair only for them to arrive covered in mold again. Although less mold this time. Eventually, I got my money back and had to dump the 2 pairs of sandals. How any other person in that warehouse didn't smell the pong off them is, and think something is up is beyond me. Fault was to follow. And she... Oh God. Yeah, I'll have to... It's in the DMs there.
Which person, though? Give me initials.
Begins with a J.
Okay, let me have a look. Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
I'll post that on Sunday when this goes up so you can see it. That's disgusting.
What brand is that?
I don't, they look like Birkenstocks or something, do they?
Yeah, they do, but they're more... I don't know. I can't read that. They're vile.
Yeah.
Very bad. Very, very bad. I have one from someone here saying, bought an aerobic step from Aports Equipment Ireland in Finglas. Only $7.50 delivery fee on things like that and slam balls for home workouts. Decent prices too. I was worried I'd done by weight. It would be done by weight, but it's not, yay. So stick on a dance step aerobics on YouTube and it's the same as a gym sesh.
Nice.
So we're just going to wrap it up there, guys. We've just hit the hour mark.
We have indeed. What are you going to do later on online shop?
probably, not going to lie. Yeah. I have my eye on a few things.
Have a little browse.
20% off ASOS at the moment.
Is it? Oh, nice. Yes, free shipping on Cloud 10, I hear.
Nice.
Yeah,
fair. I know, and 20% off Cult Beauty. Anyway.
Fuck, like no big deal. All right, well, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much for tuning in and we shall talk to you next week. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.